Tip 25. Hello, this is John Chambers, and welcome to the 1 Minute Tip, the place to pick up quick podcast tips to make you more computer efficient. Today's tip, burning audio CDs in Apple's iTunes. When you purchase a song from the Apple's iTunes Music Library, the file is placed into the purchased music playlist inside of iTunes. Now, this is your only copy of this piece of music, and as with all software, you should make a backup copy of it. Now, music downloaded from Audible.com is actually stored on their server and can be downloaded as many times as you want. But the Apple Tunes Music Library only allows you to download the file one time. Now, there are a couple of different ways of burning CDs in iTunes. Go to the iTunes pull-down menu, select Preferences, and then click on the Burning tab. Now, by selecting the disk format, Audio CD, the music can be burned to a CD that can actually be played in a regular CD player, like in your car. This is also one of the better ways to back up your music because this can be brought back into iTunes at a later date without authorizing a computer. Now, the only downside to this process is that when you import the files back into your music library, you will have to enter the names of the tracks manually. Now, purchased music cannot be saved as an MP3 CD file. And data CD or DVD can record files at a much smaller size, but you will need to have an authorized computer to play it back. Well, it looks like we are out of time. Comments? Email us at tip@oneminutetip.com.